Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. The U.S. Agrees with Mexico that clarity and simplicity would be very helpful, and we appreciate the edits that they have proposed. We believe that clarity and simplicity also adds flexibility and allows for a greater adoption potential for many countries. To the point of flexibility, we believe that 8.1 should retain the language in previous drafts consistent with its domestic legal and administrative systems to account for the diversity of legal systems that exist. So that would be adding it after as may be necessary in 8.1. And consistent with its domestic legal and administrative systems. In addition, the language here as currently drafted is overly prescriptive and vague at the same time, given the definitions of business activities and business relationships. So we would also delete the words or otherwise under their control. Yes, and add or between territory and jurisdiction. Oh, no, sorry. Deleting or otherwise under their control. And then previously, just to make the sentence make grammatical sense, with their territory or jurisdiction. Thank you. Moving to 8.2, we support Mexico's proposal for 8.2 Chapeau, deleting the second sentence and subprovisions. We would also support Panama's change of shall to may in 8.2. We support 8.3 Alt 1, joining a group of countries there. And in 8.4C, we would support Mexico's deletion. We also note that unlawful act is not used elsewhere, and if that is to be retained, we would want to change that to human rights abuse, but we feel that on balance, Mexico's proposal makes a lot of sense. And then in 8.6, we would propose adding the words seek to, so it would read, each state party shall seek to ensure that legal and natural persons, et cetera. Excellent, thank you.